Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3088, and today's date is June 7th, 2023, and the title of the episode is California Economy is Imploding. The push against alternative currencies is going to backfire. Talk about protecting your wealth. Just as King Charles III of Britain has a crown with the timeless wealth of gold, you can enrich your future with the enduring value of a gold IRA. Like those precious crowns, a gold IRA doesn't tarnish over time. It shines brighter in economic turmoil. It's a hedge against inflation and stability in volatile markets. This month, the first solid quarter ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with Charles III's image can be yours with your own qualifying IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Hurry and go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. If you don't see it, click the more button. And always remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private was a central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are going all out to ban alternative currencies. They're trying to push people away from it because they're prepared and ready to release their central bank digital currency and bring us into the Great Reset. The problem with all of this is that the people, they are now moving their coins out of the exchanges, which means there's no centralized location where everything is kept. Actually, what they're trying to do, and I'm talking about the central bank, the World Economic Forum, this is going to backfire on them in the end, because people now are starting to realize that the exchanges are not the places to keep your coins. It's almost like keeping it in the bank. And what can you do with a bank? You can say, hey, let's freeze all the accounts. Let's make sure that nobody gets their funds. Oh, wait, we saw this. We saw this out in Canada. We saw the government, because they were protesters, they came out and said, let's freeze everyone's accounts. Now, if you don't have your coins in the exchange, and you have them in separate wallets, in cold storage, in many other places, how much more difficult is this to do? Much more difficult. And I do believe their attack now on the exchanges is going to backfire on them, because now the people are scattering, the people are getting nervous, and the people are moving their funds. This isn't going to help them. This is going to hurt them in the end. It's almost like with the small banks failing. Yes, there are a couple people that went to the bigger banks, but other people said, you know something? We need to take our currency, because I just saw what happened with the smaller banks, and we need to move it maybe into physical metals, maybe into real estate, maybe into something else, a hard asset. So just in case something happens, we're not caught off guard. I think the same thing's going to be happening with cryptocurrency. So everything that they're trying to do to get prepared for the Great Reset is going to backfire on them. Just like the Green New Deal is backfiring on them. Every single country is not going along with the Green New Deal. If you go and look at Mexico, Mexico, for instance, has made a bold decision about its position on decarbonization. 89% of all primary energy consumed in Mexico comes from fossil fuels. Mexico's current administration understands the serious problems that intermittent wind and solar could pose to the growing economy of the country. This is why it has approved a bill to reverse the existing laws that require the prioritization of renewable energy. The bill would require the power grid to receive its primary electricity supply from state-owned plants that mostly run on fossil fuels. Brazil and Peru need to utilize fossil reserves to move forward. Just like Mexico, countries in South America hope to utilize fossil fuels to propel their economies forward. Brazil is the largest by population on the continent and also the largest oil producer. The International Energy Agency predicts that Brazil will become responsible for the production of about 50% of the world's offshore oil in 2040, or about 5.2 million barrels per day. Brazil's western neighbor, Peru, is predicted to be among the three fastest growing economies in South America in the next few years. When you look at Africa, they're doing the same exact thing. They're not going, hey, you know something? We're poor right now. We have barely enough electricity. Let's go to wind and solar. They're saying, no, we need to keep our fossil fuels. We need to keep doing what we're doing so our emerging economy continually grows. So the rest of the world is really not on board with the central bank of the World Economic Forum, not the way people think. And this is going to be a major, major problem for them. Actually, China is really not even on board with all of this. What they're trying to do is they're trying to do this in Australia. They're trying to do it in Japan. They're trying to do it in Europe and in America and Canada. Well, that's not the entire world. And this is going to be a major problem for their Green New Deal agenda. And once again, as time goes on, the people are learning that this agenda is one gigantic hoax. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the U.S. Supreme Court, they just ruled on a very important case. And this case involves local governments seizing homes for unpaid tax debts. Now, what's been happening is people owed taxes, and maybe they owed like $5,000, $8,000, and the local government would seize their home, which was worth $50,000, maybe $60,000. So the people, they gave up a $50,000, $60,000 home for maybe a $5,000, $8,000 bill. So the Supreme Court ruling in which local government seized two homes over unpaid tax debts and kept sale proceeds that far exceeded the tax owed, people call this home equity theft. And the U.S. Supreme Court released unsigned orders on June 5th, summarily reversing two rulings of the Supreme Court of Nebraska. The nation's highest court did not explain why it was issuing the orders. No justices dissented. And when you really look at the situation, that's really stealing. I mean, it's highway robbery. Oh, wait, I owe $15,000, so you're going to take my house that's worth $50,000 and then you're going to sell it and keep all the proceeds? And now I'm homeless? Does that make any sense whatsoever? And I think the Supreme Court was right on that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is when we look at California, we can see that California is a complete and utter disaster. And it's getting worse and worse every single day. As Governor Newsom and the legislature, as they keep pushing their crazy agendas with reparations, universal basic income, giving illegals unemployment money, and everything else that they're doing, the entire state is completely imploding on itself. And how do we know this? Well, San Francisco, the two biggest hotels, they have defaulted. They decided that they're not going to pay their mortgages and they're going to be leaving San Francisco. Absolutely unbelievable. So we have the Hilton San Francisco in Union Square. They stopped paying their mortgage payments and plan to give up the two properties. Unbelievable. The whole thing's completely falling apart. And when you look at the office buildings there, a San Francisco office tower, it sold for 70% off original listing price. So this is going to set a precedent in San Francisco, and it's going to spread, and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. With people moving out of this state, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Just as King Charles III of Britain has a crown with the timeless wealth of gold, you can enrich your future with the enduring value of a gold IRA. Like those precious crowns, a gold IRA doesn't tarnish over time. It shines brighter in economic turmoil. It's a hedge against inflation and stability in volatile markets. This month, the first solid quarter ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with Charles III's image can be yours with your own qualifying IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Hurry and go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. If you don't see it, click the more button. And always remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. With these individuals that pretend to be in government because most of them were installed, as they keep pushing their agenda, they're going to bury the state of California. And everyone's going to be watching. Everyone's going to be going, what the hell is going on there? Remember, in the past, the federal government continually bailed out these certain states like California, New York, and many others. When the federal government has no funds left, when the federal government isn't giving the funds to these states because they're too busy giving it to Ukraine, what happens to the states? They can't pay their bills, and eventually they're going to default. That's what's going to happen. And some of these states are getting very, very close to that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with the whole debt ceiling charade, we can see as soon as the debt ceiling was passed, what happened? The U.S. national debt spiked by $359 billion in one single day. If you're going to destroy the central bank system, if you're going to destroy the Federal Reserve, if you're going to destroy the system that the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum put into place, what do? You allow them to do what they do best. Remember, they thought they were in control. They thought they had all the power. They thought, wow, it's the plandemic. Everyone's going to be staying home. We're going to explain why the economy's breaking down because the supply chain system doesn't work anymore because everyone is sick. We don't have ships now moving the products back and forth. The shelves are becoming empty. Everyone's stuck in their home. We can do universal basic income. And the people won't even realize that we're bringing them into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But once again, that was all countered. It didn't work out for them. Now they need to proceed with their agenda with the entire country. Let me correct that. The entire world watching, which is not going to work out well for them. Remember, the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, what do they need to move to a new system? A system that is drastically different than the system we're in today. If you compare it to 1971, all we did was we came off the gold standard and we went on to the petrodollar standard. The system didn't make a dramatic change. Yes, there was a very big change, but it wasn't a dramatic change like it is today, where we're going to all electric, all solar, all wind power. We're not using fossil fuels anymore. We're going into a digital currency where they don't need the banks anymore. This is a very, very drastic change, especially when they're changing the food supplies and everything else. So this time around, it's a little different. Now the people are watching. Now the people see what's going on. And it's very, very different from 1971 when we came off the gold standard and we went on to the petrodollar system. Most people didn't realize that much of a change. They saw a change like in their real estate, in their salary. In the very beginning, they saw long lines for fuel. Yes, there was a recession. People did lose their jobs. But this time around, the entire structure is going to be changed. And when you're changing a structure of this magnitude, and it's not just here in the United States, it's throughout Europe, the people, they see what you're doing. Now, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, what they like to do is they like to have some type of disaster. This way it covers up what they're trying to do. And whatever they're saying sounds pretty good. Whoever's left from after the disaster, which could be war, a real pandemic, or anything like that. But this time around, they don't have that whatsoever. So now they're in a little bit of trouble right now because everyone's watching. Everyone's seeing what they're doing here. And right now, the former Kansas City Fed chief calls inflation sticky. It says interest rates will need to stay high. Now, Canada, they just raised their interest rates. And I wouldn't be surprised if Europe follows. And you have to remember, the Fed right now is still raising rates. Maybe not as much as they were before. They've slowed down a little bit, but they're still raising them. And right now, the former Fed is saying that it won't be easy to get inflation back down to the Fed's 2% target. Well, first of all, the inflation was never at 2%. That's a manipulated number. They fooled the people for a very, very long time because every time you went food shopping, every time you went to purchase something, you can actually see the inflation, which means the devaluation of your currency. Now, since everything's been accelerated by 100 times, everything is happening within 3 years, which we've seen. You're seeing higher food prices. You're seeing higher fuel prices. You're seeing higher rents. You're seeing higher used car prices. You're seeing all of this right now, and it's making it very, very difficult for people to make ends meet. So can they get back to 2%? Yeah, if they manipulate the numbers, but in reality, the people, the everyday person is going to go out there and they're going to realize it doesn't matter what they say. They could tell me it's 0%. But when I go in and I see eggs going up, I see bread going up, I see meat going up, that tells me that we're not at 0% inflation. Something's wrong. If fuel prices are going up, that tells me there's a problem. If I go and buy a used car and it's 10%, 15%, 20% more than it was a couple of weeks ago when I looked, that tells me there's a problem here. Something else is going on. And I do believe the Fed, the World Economic Forum, the deep state players, they realize that the system's breaking down very, very quickly. And I do believe this is why they've been making their moves on Bitcoin right now, because they realize that the people, they haven't purchased, you know, gold and silver. There are some people that haven't invested in that where they're using it to protect their wealth, which I do believe everyone should do. I think they're going after Bitcoin or alternative currency right now, cryptocurrency, because they realize that people can move their funds over to cryptocurrency very, very quickly. And since they attacked these exchanges, people now are reacting and removing their funds from these exchanges because they realize that this is a centralized location. And now they're witnessing what they can do there. G-Money put this out on Twitter and said, breaking, the SEC just asked the court to freeze all assets in Binance. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to try to do that in Coinbase, but they're going to see how it goes with Binance first. And this should tell you everything you need to know, because remember, this is just like a banking system. Actually, if you really think about it, these exchanges, they're holding your coins. So if it's a centralized repository, just like a banking system, what can they do? They can start freezing those accounts. And this is the problem with exchanges. And I think a lot of people are going to start to realize this. A lot of people are going to say, you know something? We shouldn't be in exchanges. We need to start moving our coins in other places. And I think a lot of people are going to start to do this, and they're going to start to teach themselves that, yes, we need to have our coins in other places so they can't come after us the way they're coming after us with these exchanges. So I think in the future, this is going to backfire on them, and it's teaching people very, very quickly, just like the people out in Canada learn, hey, you know something? They can freeze my account. If they freeze my account, I have no money. The same thing with the exchanges. And I think this is all going to backfire on them in the end. And what they're trying to do is not going to work. Now, does this mean the central bank, the deep state players of World Economic Forum are just going to give up? No, they're moving at lightning speed to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And the faster they move, the more stupid things they do. And as they do these stupid things, the people can see it very, very clearly. And the people are going to react. Just like when they go after the weapons, when they say, oh, look, there's a false flag. Oh, look, everyone giving your weapons. What do people normally do? They go out and they buy more weapons. So what do you think is going to happen when you touch people's wealth? Do you think people are just going to go, oh, let me just leave it in Binance then. Let me leave it in Coinbase. That makes more sense. Or do you think people are going to say, you know something? I'm going to start taking my coins out of these exchanges and I'm going to move them into other places. I'm going to teach myself how to move my coins. And I do believe a lot of people are going to start moving this away. And a lot of people are going to say, you know something? Maybe I should even transition some of my coins or some of my currency, the fiat currency, into gold. And people are starting to learn this. The people are starting to see this, and the people are reacting. So everything the deep state, the central bank is trying to do, it's going to backfire on them just like everything else. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.